been, and a rover I will stay. But to that faithful county I will return someday. Oofalia, how I love you, with your heather-scented air. Silently the peaceful Brosna calls her sons from far and near. Oh, Kinnetty, I long to see when the woodbine's in full bloom, to stroll the fields around for ban, hear the wild birds in full tune. At Clonmacnoise I'll see you, unto Banagher we'll stray. With the fishermen we'll drink and hear of the ones that got away. Though dead or still in exile are some friends I used to know. Still I must pass Clahy, where great sportsmen are laid low. By Crahan Hill I see you, where in childhood I did play. So adieu to you, beloved sleeve bloom, I must be on my way. Pile the brown turf on the fire, bring the keg in from the barn. Let the blacksmith sing his rebel song, and the poacher tell his yarn. Come close, my friends and neighbors, fill your glasses to the brim, and we'll toast our awfully heroes from the heather, hill and glen. And we'll toast our awfully heroes from the heather, hill and glen.
That was one of the very few songs written about County Offaly. The opposite to Donegal, we heard Patsy Whatcorn and the Offaly Rover. On a recent programme of Sounds Irish, I played a track by Golden Bough. Can't remember exactly what it was. I'm going to play another one of their tracks now. This has a lovely sort of folky feel about it. It's called My Lovely Irish Maid. And listen to the lyrics, because like a lot of Irish ballads, it tells a story.
As I rode out one morning so early as I strayed, it being all in the month of May, the birds sang in the shade, and the sun shone out right merrily, and following with pride were the primroses and daisies down by Blackwater side. I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he entwined her in his arms, these words to her he said: "It is when I am in America I'll prove true to my Irish maid. It's when you are in America some Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own, more pleasing to your eye. You will forget these promises and vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." "It is when I am in America some Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me, love, of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, no bloom in yonder glade, that can remind me, love, of you, my lovely Irish maid. It's many's the foolish youth, she said, has fled to some foreign shore, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. It's in the crossing of the Atlantic foam sometimes these graves are laid. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid. Like two fond hearts together, this couple did embrace. Like honey drops upon the dew, the tears rolled down her face, saying there's not a day that you're away, but I'll visit still these glades, until you do return again to your lovely Irish maid.
Along with some fine singing there, some good instrumental work as well. Golden Bough and My Lovely Irish Maid. I think on nearly every programme of Sounds Irish, I feature a Dermot O'Brien track. Not just because Dermot for a long time was a very good friend of mine. He's no longer with us now, he's gone to God. But I also thought that he's a wonderful musician, a fantastic instrumental player, and a good singer and a good songwriter. Here Dermot is singing about sailing home to Dublin City.
I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing to be there. I'm a liberty boy that I'll never deny, and I love the old town I was born in, and I rue the day that I sailed away on a grey November morning. Oh, my love shed a tear as we stood on the pier, but I told her I had to be going. You're my treasure and pearl, and my own darling girl, but my wild oats I had to be sowing. But I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City. I've seen all of the sights and this great world's delights, and I've sailed from Vancouver to Dover, and I've hunted the whale, and I've weathered the gale. Now my roving days are all over, for I miss Moore Street's smell and the only peace well, and the pigeon house lights in the evening, and Dolly Mount Strand, where we walked hand in hand, and we watched while the mailboat was leaving. Oh, I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing to be there. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing to be there.
And now the lovely haunting sound of Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies and All Their Friends and Down by the Sally Gardens. You know, this song goes through my head countless times during the week. I just love this melody. Thank you. Toshiv Geishtuk sounds Irish, Lamisha Joe Bollard. Now, it's a song that, well, we know the chorus of, but we don't know the words. So we sing, Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin. We always do. That's the way they used to do it in folk songs years ago. Here, the Rambling Irishman from Golden Bough.
I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's the happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Lough Erin. But to live poor I could not endure, like others of my station. To America I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rai Tan Tin Na Na Na. The night before I sailed away, I spent it with my darling from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning. And when that we were going to part, we linked each other's arms, and you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Na Na Di. The very first night I slept on board, I dreamt about my Nancy. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well she pleased my fancy. But when I awoke from my sleep, and I found my bosom empty, well you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented. Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin Na Na. When we arrived at the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia. So let every lambing with his lass, blue jacket and white trousers, and let every lassling with our lad, blue petticoats and white flounces. Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Na Na Di. Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Tan Tin Na Na, Rai Tan Tin Na Na, Na Na Di.
Hey, they don't write songs like that anymore. We can all join in the chorus even if we don't know the verse. Rai Tan Tin Na Na, a rambling Irishman. Now, at the beginning of the programme, I did say that there would be a little bit of self-indulgence. No, I didn't. I said there'd be a lot of self-indulgence. I'd be playing some of my favourites. This is one of my favourites because, as I've told you on many occasions, when we were growing up, we used to have hoolies on a Sunday night in our house and everybody had to do their party piece, right? And my brother's wife used to sing this song very well. And every time I hear it, I think of her. Brings back happy memories. It's Frank McCaffrey. He's taking Kathleen home again.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first you were my bonny bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I have watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. I know you love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, oh many times I see a dark shadow on your brow. Oh, I will take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, take you to your home, Kathleen.
Well, I hope you were, as I was, singing along with that. I think that's one of the nicest versions of that particular song. It was Frank McCaffrey's version of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen.
Town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, and I shook my head, and I gazed with a feeling rare, and I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the girl with the nut brown hair?
Well, he looked at me with a smile, said he's the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rose McCann, from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the County Down.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Travel a bit, but I ne'er was hit since my roving career it began. And fair and square, I surrender there to the charms of young Rose McCann. With a heart to let to no tenant, yet did I meet with a shawl or a gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the County Down.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin Town.
Sure no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Fair Isle folk, singing and playing and telling us all about the star of the County Down. We've been all over Ireland on this week's programme, and this week we're going to finish way down in the south in County Kerry, Mick Galvin telling us about the hills of County Kerry.
All the palm trees wave on high, out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see you more. Oh, why did I leave my home, and why did I cross the sea, and leave the small birds singing around ye sweet Tralee? The noble and the brave have departed from our shores. They're gone unto a foreign land where the wild canyons roar. No more they'll see the shamrock, that land so dear to thee, or hear the small birds singing around sweet Raleigh. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond our fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. No more the sun will shine on that blessed harvest morn, or hear our reapers singing in a golden field of corn. There's a balm for every woe and the cure for every pain. But the happiness of my darling girl I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again. Oh, the palm trees wave on high, out beyond thy fertile shores. Adieu, ye hills of Kerry, I never will see again.
Well, friends, this brings us to the end of this week's Sounds Irish. Just before I go, a couple of things. First of all, as I said, I think on last week's programme, our little programme now is now being taken by a goodly number of radio stations around the world. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you're living in, I'd love to hear from you if you're listening to Sounds Irish. Just put the email address. Now, first of all, you don't have to worry about my name. The email address is everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Love to hear from you, as I say. Also, in answer to an email, I get this email every so often from various people, and I don't have a problem with it. They want to know what my signature tune is. Well, to be honest with you, I just call it Sounds Irish because it was composed and is played by a very dear friend of mine, Chrissy Cochrane. Chrissy is one of my colleagues at the Global Voice radio station, a wonderful person and an amazing musician. And she put this little tune together for me for Sounds Irish. It's a wonderful piece. Do you not think so? Friends, this is Joe Bullitt saying, take care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Bullitt saying, take care. God bless you all. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.